Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is so pleased to be your loyal host. Thank you for joining me week to week for Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. as we bring about programming, discussions that you can use, information that hopefully you're grabbing hold of, and where practical, where feasible, where necessary, putting it into play in your lives. Of course, you know that the two primary goals of our program are, numero uno, to encourage the celebration, not just the toleration, but the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony, and numero dos, to build us as individuals, family, and community. And, of course, community from the smallest all the way up to the highest levels. Build us up. Thank you so much for agreeing to think through so many issues with us. Us, all of us together, the listening community, the speaking with listening community, tackling these issues that we face year in and year out. And they're not easy, especially as life seemingly becomes tougher and tougher and tougher. Thank you so much for being a part of the community that really strives to make things better for as many as possible. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean the whole world. If you can make things better for yourself and for your family, you've done something tremendous. If you can make life better for yourself, your family, the people who work right around you, you may be a part of an organization that has 3,000 employees in your department, where there may be only 8 people, 5 people. If you can make a positive difference there, you've done something tremendous. Whatever level of influence you have, helping to make life better, thank you. I encourage you to keep it up. Don't get tired and say, I've got to quit. No, when you get tired, take a break. Rest. Remember what we've been talking about lately with regards to rejuvenating by taking those vacations. Rejuvenating by taking a 2 or 3 day getaway. Whether it's in the middle of the week, the weekend, 2 or 3 day getaway. So you can recharge, revive. And after having gotten some good rest, get back in there, do it again. Get back into the mix, helping to make things better again. This Wednesday, whereas we normally go about the business of re-airing 1 hour of the previous Sunday's broadcast so that those who would like to have caught the broadcast that deals with spiritual perspective, looking at a topic from a biblical perspective, but missed it because you were probably at your place of worship. And so we run it again Wednesday for your benefit. This Wednesday, we will be hosting Paula G. I'll be speaking with Paula G about life journeys. She has spoken with so many people, including recording artists, about their life journeys, challenges, triumphs, questions, answers, how-tos. We're going to talk with her about some of the discoveries she's made by talking with so many people about their life journeys, but she's also going to discuss her own life journeys. And the hope is that as we hear about these life journeys, we'll hopefully come up with some questions, with some answers to some of the questions we've had about our own life journeys and maybe how we can clear some things up and maybe make at least this season of our journey a little smoother than it's been. Paula G, this Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And since I'll be speaking with Paula G this Wednesday, I'll be moving the rebroadcast of Spiritual Perspectives to Thursday of this week. This Thursday, the 19th, I will re-air 1 hour of this past Sunday's broadcast. And I really want you to join in if you possibly can. We're taking a look specifically at whether or not the Bible may say something about what's going to be happening in the future as it may pertain to artificial intelligence. I really want you to hear it this Thursday, the 19th. And remember, if for whatever the reason you're not able to join us live by connecting to 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, remember, you can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link, listen online at your convenience. And whenever you want to pick it up, remember the date. It aired this past Sunday, July 15th. It'll be airing again this Thursday, July 19th. And it has to do with spiritual perspectives and artificial intelligence. So you can just go straight to that date. In your smartphone, you can go to your search bar and put in some keywords, pull it up for you, and you know which date you're looking for, the 15th or the 19th of July. All right. And that's again, and I said if you're not able to join us, maybe you join us live by tuning in to 1550 and you listen to it while it's airing live, but you like to hear it again. You're thinking, oh man, you know what? There's some points that I kind of caught, but I kind of missed. I'd like to hear it again. You can certainly do that for whatever the reason, whether it will be a first-time listen or a repeat listen. You can go to speakingwith.com. And whether you're using your laptop, your smartphone, any other device, your PC, you can catch it. All right. Now, today, we are going to take a look at your brain and youthfulness. Is there a connection? We're also going to take a look at how helping baby relax can help you, mom and dad, relax. I definitely want you to join as much of this as you can. We're going to be talking about ways to soothe your baby, helping your baby relax. How many of you have infants who still need to be kind of taught to fall asleep on their own? Things like that. We're going to be talking about that today. That comes a little bit later, so make sure that you're with us as much as you can be. Now, youthfulness and the brain. I want to ask this question, and we're going to get some help from WebD on both of these topics, the, you know, youthfulness, your brain, and youthfulness and helping baby relax. But I want to ask you something. For people who are older, in the range of, you know, senior citizen age and or close to it, and you feel younger than you really are. I mean, you truly feel younger than your actual chronological age. Is there anything to that, or is it just your imagination? Are you really, do you truly feel now physically, feel younger than you are, or is it just your imagination? Well, for seniors who do feel years younger than you really are, there is a new study that suggests it may not be just your imagination. Jin Yung Chi is the lead author of the study. She's a professor in the Department of Psychology and Program for Brain Sciences at Seoul National University in South Korea. And she said that they found that people who feel younger have the structural characteristics of a younger brain. Structural characteristics. Remember what you've heard me talk about in times past. You know, for example, when I've talked about drug addiction and how the chemicals from the drugs literally change the way the brain is formed. They change its structure and they change the way the brain performs. Yeah, the brain has a structure. And younger brains have characteristic structures that are in some way, and they said that they have found that people who feel younger than they really are have the structural characteristics of a younger brain. Che and her colleagues focused on a group of Korean adults drawn from an aging study. The researchers first conducted a health survey in 2014. That was followed by a second psychosocial survey in 2015. The participants were 71 years of age on average, and all of the participants also underwent neuropsychological assessments followed by brain scans. So listen to what all was examined. They had their health surveys followed by psychosocial surveys followed by neuropsychological assessments followed by brain scans. None of the enrolled patients suffered from any neurological disorder or mental health impairment. To keep that in mind, that's important to remember. None of them had neurological disorders or problems with mental health. The brain scans revealed that seniors who reported feeling younger than their chronological age had more gray matter in key parts of their brain that typically tend to shrink as we get older. More gray matter in key parts of the brain that typically shrink up as we get older. Shrinking gray matter is one sign of declining brain health. People who felt younger than their age were also more likely to score higher on a memory test. They more than likely considered their health to be better, and they were less likely to report depressive symptoms. Less likely to report feeling depressed at any time. The findings held true even after accounting for a wide range of factors, including an individual's mental health status, their sense of overall well-being, and or a history of depression. But Chase stressed that the findings are insufficient to prove that simply feeling young means that one's brain is definitely biologically younger. Notice what she said now. This is important. The study does not prove that simply feeling young, even though the person's feeling of youthfulness is bona fide, that doesn't necessarily mean that the brain is actually biologically younger than the chronological age. Still, Keith Fargo, director of scientific programs and outreach for the Alzheimer's Association, said that the findings are consistent with a growing body of research that suggests that overall brain health plays a major role in how we feel and function, including whether we feel younger or older than our actual age. Did you get that? Overall brain health plays a major role in how we feel and function, including whether we feel younger or older than our actual age. As we go to break, I want you to hear a song that is awesome. Listen to this.
We've got too many orphans and not enough homes. Too many voices singing alone. We've got brothers and sisters living under the weight of too much opinion and not enough.
We've got too many broken, too many burned, heartaches unspoken, lessons unlearned. We've got history to show us the pain of our years, but we still just keep wandering these streets of tears.
If we are one, if we are one, we will be the change we're praying.